It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at KEXP.org, and we are also live video streaming today, which is really exciting. And my name is Troy Nelson, and we have a lot of instruments in the KEXP live room today, and I am excited to introduce to all of you the Barr Brothers. So, Barr Brothers, if you are ready, we'd love to hear some music.
Here we go.
Forget I ever said this true love ain't enough. Got a diamond in my head and a universe of love. Gotta find a better blue. Hold this picture of the sun. Get a fine with you before all of this is done. Thank you. country is across. And my city is a vice. And so perilous a place. Such a blood that got in price. Just forget I ever said. It's true love ain't enough. There's a killer in my bed. And enough is not enough. Once you strip the paint, you find me everywhere you go. You and I should know. Everything that we esteem forever.
Listening to the Barr Brothers here live on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Yeah.
Doing a little tune in here, and
tune
then
up if you don't mind.
You got another one for us. That song called Love Ain't Enough from the new record Sleeping Operator, which is a beautiful record, and you guys, such a beautiful sound too.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by and doing this.
Oh, this is a special little room. We love this room.
Awesome.
It's, I think it's become iconic now, these little lights
Those
everywhere.
Lights, yeah.
Yeah, you can't, unmistakable.
People this has arms, but they ain't got you. And maybe I have it, and I have you too. And a light in the window to pass the night through. Maybe so uncertain, but what can I do? Keeping it all.
Brothers live here on 90.3 KEXP, and what a beautiful sound you guys make, and so much talent in this room. It's kind of boggling my mind. Sarah, is there anything that you can't do over there? I mean, wow, you're playing a harp, you're running these pedals with your feet. I don't know what you just grabbed, a ukulele or something. What is that?
Oh, that is a guitar, actually.
It is? Is it just a really small one? I can't tell from here. Hi.
it's a guitar that I really love. It's the only...
Oh, it is a guitar. I don't know why through the curtain it looked really tiny, but that's a guitar.
It's a Dan Electro a convertible.
It's beautiful.
It's made of formica.
Wow.
And it's kind of got this really...
It's really,
plunky sound.
Love it. Wow, you guys are all like multi-instrumentalists. You have these, Brad, you have these strings hanging off these guitars. It's like literally a string hanging off that you pull off the string. Is it wound around the string and these...
It's a trick I learned from a violin player who tied a horsehair from his bow onto his violin string. It was Tarif de Heyduk's violin player. I think he passed away recently, but he's the only other guy I've seen do it. And it's just a piece of sewing thread tied onto the guitar, tied on the string, and a little sort of transference of vibration, friction.
That's so weird. I was just looking. I see strings hanging off your guitars, and it reminded me of when I was a kid. I used to try to learn magic tricks, and I would buy invisible string.
Yeah.
And it looked like that for a second. I was like, "Oh, is that the invisible string stuff?" And because it produces this sound that's really beautiful and kind of almost eerie, an eerie beauty.
We used to have that invisible thread stuff.
Invisible thread stuff.
Yeah. Now this string is sort of. I'm like, my life is wrapped. Everything I own is tied up in strings. I can't pull a shirt out without it being wrapped in threads.
Right. Can we introduce the band, please?
Yes. Sarah Page on the harp and Dan Electro convertible.
That was awesome.
That was Joe Grass.
Joe. Hey, Joe, wait your turn, buddy.
That's a perfect introduction.
Thanks to make an entrance.
Beautiful. Hello.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Better than a cup
of coffee. If anyone was a little tired, you are no longer.
That's Joe Grass on the what the hell that was, I don't know, thing.
I don't know either.
It was beautiful.
On the Pink Floyd
machine.
Can
you do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe someday. We'll see.
Morgan Moore on the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Barra on the drums.
So, oh, sorry. Was that everybody that I can tell?
Pretty much.
I think yeah, we got it. You and Andrew are brothers.
Yes.
And you started this, I'm assuming, I mean, you've probably been playing music together since you were little kids, I'm assuming. And then just eventually grew into a more serious project.
I mean, it all started out as just good fun with Sarah and Andrew and myself and some friends around Montreal. It was sort of kind of a little studio project we had going around 2007, 2008.
Okay.
And pretty soon we put a CD together pretty much so we had something to sell at shows. Mm-hmm. We did a tour with the Low Anthem and decided to throw this compilation of songs together on a disc, and that became our first record. And it's just sort of grown from there.
Are you still in Montreal?
We are.
And did this start in Boston? What is your relationship to Boston?
Andrew and I used to play in a group called The Slip, and maybe still do. We're not sure. We haven't played a gig in about 3 years, but that band played for about 15 years together, and we called Boston home. Andrew and I grew up in Providence, but The Slip was technically from Boston, I guess.
Gotcha.
And we moved to Montreal in 2005.
I see.
And that's when this started.
And did it have something to do with a show that you guys were playing as The Slip, and then you were playing a club and there was a fire?
Exactly.
And you had to take a break, and is that how you met Sarah? Or you met somebody in that process?
That's how we met Megan, who's now Andrew's wife and our tour manager.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
She was working at the venue that The Slip was playing. She was a waitress, and indeed there was a fire, and everyone had to empty out into the street. And I don't know, Andrew said something charming.
And what it possibly could have been, but somehow it landed me in Montreal a year later.
Who knew a fire would be a positive thing? That's kind of lucky that happened, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't write that stuff. That's like fairy tales are made of right there.
Life would be different. I think it was like a cigarette in the backstage.
Cigarette and truly, in the trash can.
Weird. Yeah, cigarette in the trash can. We were on stage, so it wasn't our fault. But, it's weird when you think about it that way. Somebody tossed a cigarette.
Don't quit smoking or someone might not find the love of their life.
Actually, that's a very good motto that might actually need to stick. We've done things together, KEXP and the Bar Brothers.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a while now, and you guys have just been fantastic. And
likewise.
I know the listeners love you. You guys recently did a Letterman performance.
We did.
How cool was that? Were you nervous?
I don't remember.
You know, a lot of people say that. It's the weirdest thing. They're like, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like skydiving or something. You just sort of, it was a rush. I couldn't see for a second. I was turned around, and then all of a sudden the parachute opened, and I was...
And you're done.
Back eating a donut.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's weird how that happens. The new album is called Sleeping Operator. Did you record this in Montreal?
We did. We started in a studio with a great engineer named Ryan Freeland, who's worked with Bonnie Raitt and Rayla Montaigne and Salif Kayeta. So we brought him in to sort of do the bed tracks, and then we spent the better part of the year just kind of messing with it and throwing, took it into our little studio and went crazy on it and, let all the sort of chaos flood it, and then went back to LA and mixed it with him about a year later. So it was a big sort of roundabout road making this record. We learned a lot. We were kind of discovering what we do.
Right.
Our first record, we were just sort of haphazardly recording.
Right, this, like, let's have fun. But this one, a little more, like, put some serious work into it, and some more layers are happening, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you could say it. We were more of a live band at the time that we recorded this second record. We had been touring for a couple of years, and that would probably be the main difference, is we actually set up and played as a band, and most of Sleeping Operator is kind of live off the floor.
Right.
Even though we screwed with it for a year, what we ended up putting out was more or less what you heard off the floor.
Very cool. Well, we're glad to have you back in Seattle. And now that you're back, actually, I have something for you, Brad, that I'd like to give to you.
Oh, yeah?
This is a Garbage Pail Kid of Brutal Brad.
No way.
Yeah.
No. I had this one.
Yeah, they remade them, and they're like, this is the Chrome series, so they're remaking the first couple series. If you want to show the camera so the viewers that are watching the live stream can see... Brutal Brad. It's like a caveman. So there's a female version of that called Brutal Bridget, where she's carrying the man by his hair. So they had
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, that's my wife's name is Bridget.
No way. Okay, yeah. I'll get you the Bridget one too.
Get me the Bridget
I still
one.
Collect these. I got to get you the Bridget one.
That's crazy. That's basically what I look like under my shirt. You can't tell, but that, yeah.
Oh, all the hair? Like
all the hair,
the
yeah.
Nice curly.
And, yeah, and the muscles and whatever else he's got going on there. A leopard skin leotard.
Well, there you go. That's for you.
Awesome.
And
thank
I'll get you the Bridget one, too.
Please do, I'll start hunting for it.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. The Barr Brothers live here in the KEXP live room. And if you guys would oblige us, we would love to hear a couple more tunes. Awesome. It's the Barr Brothers live here on KEXP Seattle.
Yeah.
It's the Barr Brothers live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Half Crazy, also on the new record, Sleeping Operator. And people that are heading out to the show tonight at the Tractor are in for a definite special surprise. This is just awesome. So I just got word, too, that the Tractor is sold out. The show's sold out tonight.
Oh, that's great news and...
Great news for most, bad news for the others that...
Yeah.
Oh, it's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Thank you.
All right. I hope everybody who wants to get in can get in. That's always tricky.
Yeah, the Tractor is going to be a great place for you guys. That's going to be awesome.
Love that room.
It's Barr Brothers live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle. You got one more for us?
We do.
We'd love it.
Just wanna lie here. Left our home, left our friends, left the wounds we live in, and spread out along the road. And I've been weak when my Lord was calling. Yes, yes. But the water will take our load. On the day that you were born, legions laid down their arms. On the day you lost control, legions left for your throne. Is there somewhere you have to go? Well, keep a lantern open in case you lose your way in the cold. On the born. Legions laid down their arms. On the day they found you out, left no shadow of a doubt.
I'm really glad I was in this spot for that performance. Wow. Thank you so much, Bar Brothers.
Yeah.
What, that was fantastic.
Really fun.
Wow. Headphones flew off. You didn't care. They were draped over your guitar. You just kept playing through it. You were singing without even hearing your own voice, and you were perfectly in key. It's amazing.
Well, the recording will justify that.
That was fantastic. That song called Come in the Water, which is also on the new album Sleeping Operator. Highly recommend picking this record up. The Bar Brothers, fantastic. So much talent in this band. You guys deserve all the success that you've been having, and I hope that it keeps growing and growing, and I know that it will.
That's really nice of you to say. Thank you. You guys have been so good to us. We love coming here. We'll come here as long as we're walking around.
You're going to always be welcome. We love you guys. The Bar Brothers live here on KEXP, and hopefully you have your ticket to the Tractor because it is sold out, the performance tomorrow, and then they head to Portland playing the Doug Fir Lounge, which is also one of my favorite venues in the country. So,
so nice.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Good
that job, was everyone. The Bar Brothers live here on KEXP Seattle.